it's such a delicate topic when you talk about mental health, and you don't want to exploit what someone's gone through, and you don't want to kind of sensationalize it. You want to kind of treat it well. So it's been positive. There's been some backlash, like you would expect. You know, there's going to be varying opinions, but that means that people are listening. And I have no problem with good constructive debate.
I thought it was an interesting story of how, like, this interview with Barrett Robbins was kind of discovered, and how you could were able to build a podcast around it. So how did that come about?
Yeah. So Barrett Robbins has been in prison several times, this was about maybe 9 or 10 years ago. He was down in Florida. In prison for, I don't know how you want to term it, for getting into an altercation with some police officers, I believe. And anyway, so he was in prison. He was serving some time. And Greg Pop, a longtime voice of the Raiders, went down there with a couple people from NBC Sports Bay Area all the way down to Florida. And in talking to Greg and then talking to the guys who filmed it, they literally went into the middle of a prison yard. This wasn't like a private cell. There wasn't a bunch of locks. There was one point where the security guard fell asleep, and Barrett's no small, person. And it was definitely a very kind of raw experience. And we're also airing on our channels in the Bay Area and then on YouTube shortly after, later tonight, the full interview. And it's really good. It's really honest. And I thought that Greg Papa did a pretty good job of it. So it was one of those things that got filed away and kind of never saw the light of day. I'm sure that, you know, Adam, you've worked on a story and then it just kind of never really comes out, or kind of, you know, trail gets cold. And we kind of picked this thing up and we thought, if we really put some time and effort to make this a three-dimensional documentary style podcast, it was going to be a long form documentary video feature. That there's too much good stuff here not to go into detail with. So there's a huge team behind it. I think there was 21, 22 different interviews, hours and hours of tape with people with better patience than me going through it and finding all the good stuff, and really did a lot of good work. But it was a crazy story. They went into a prison yard, sat down with Barrett in the wide open, really asked some tough questions, and I really thought Barrett gave some very candid, very good answers.
I have not got to check out the whole thing yet. I did see a bunch of quotes from this. Would it be fair to say that there's some players blaming Bill Callahan for Barrett Robbins going off the deep end?
There are some players burying Bill Callahan for everything that went wrong with Super Bowl 37. Tim Brown, it's not the first time that he's gone hard at Bill Callahan, but he said, and I'm pretty sure this is an exact quote, that Bill Callahan was the worst thing that ever happened to the Raiders organization.
Wow.
Tim Brown intimates that Bill Callahan changing the offensive game plan on a Friday before a Sunday game, which is, even during the regular season, it's kind of a big no-no for a center who was obviously going through an undiagnosed bipolar disorder and having a tough time at that period, that Tim Brown says that may have overloaded him, right? Some people blame Callahan for not changing their signals. There's a lot of interviews with Tampa Bay Buccaneers who said, we knew every fourth play. Like, we knew their terminology. We knew what was coming, and they therefore stood no chance. So there is a lot of blame heaped on Bill, and they tried several times to reach out to him, and he didn't want to participate in this. But that was an absolutely crazy byproduct of it. The lead up to the Super Bowl and in those final days, the blame that falls on Bill is pretty hard. And I think if you think about it, that was a veteran laden team, and that was most everybody's last shot. Gannon, Brown, Jerry Rice, a lot of veterans on both sides of the football, and they were definitely not thrilled with how the whole thing went down.